I think 1976 remains a watershed for the black South Africans when the students actually moved to the fore and said enough is enough. That was the moment that began, you know, change. Once all of us got involved and we were protesting against Afrikaans and Soweto began to go up in flames, and a lot of us were arrested and some disappeared. Some of my friends I last saw that day when we were marching. I'm not sure if they are alive or dead, wherever they are. I got detained then. I think I was about 12 years when I was a student leader. And I got detained under what used to be called the Terrorism Act. I mean, I was put in a solitary confinement for 6 months. My parents could not get to see me. They did not know where I was, whether I was alive or dead. I did not have any contact with the outside world. And also, I did not know what was happening. I was not allowed a newspaper, a radio, or any communication with the black police officials then. And it was a very, very depressing time of my life. And also, the fact that you are not in contact with the outside world, you don't know who says what to the police and what information as they torture you, as they, you know, they electrocute you. You don't know what information to give and what information to withhold just to ease the pain a little bit.
I, Nelson Rodisa Mandela, do hereby swear to be faithful to the Republic of South Africa and do solemnly and sincerely promise at all times to promote that which will advance and to oppose all that may harm the Republic.
I was, you know, at Pretoria on the grounds when Nelson Mandela was released, and that was a very, very emotional experience for me. I mean, not when he was released, when he was inaugurated. I mean, that was a very, very emotional experience for me, especially, you know, when he then addressed us as the President of the Republic of South Africa, the first president after many, many years, after many, many lives that were, you know, had gone on, and also after a lot of bloodshed, after a lot of homes were destroyed, you know, and a lot of businesses went up in smoke, you know, after a lot of those things from 1976 till, you know, in my lifetime, till 1994. I mean, that was an experience I'll never forget.